Let's begin to thank God for answered prayers. Give him praise. He has heard. He has answered you confidently. Give him praise. Do it in your understanding. Do it in the Holy Ghost. Lift up your hands and give him thanks and give him praise and magnify his name. Father, Lord God, we thank you right now for answered prayers. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for the Lord.
It is testimony time. Please listen to these documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, miracle job via kingdom advancement prayers. I came to this church for the first time on the 12th of March during second service when Bishop David Oyedepo was preaching. He emphasized on the need for kingdom advancement prayers and its significance. So that very night, I keyed into it, not just for the night, but also at noondays. However, on Friday around 2 to 3 in the morning, Bishop David Oyedepo visited me in my dream and gave me a certificate which he called the Certificate of My Breakthroughs. The next day, being Saturday, I was called for an interview and I was immediately deployed to start work on Monday the next week with a good salary scale and some promising bonuses. You can celebrate Jesus better. I thank God Almighty in Jesus' mighty name. In the phone, Alfred Oja is the testifier. You can celebrate Jesus again. Number two, miracle baby by divine encounter. My 6-year-old marriage was consummated with great expectations from family, friends, and others. But that part of our expectation was not forthcoming. We strived, did everything on our own, including visiting hospitals and going through very painful body examinations. Suggestions about alternatives or assisted pregnancies like going for IUI, IVF, cryptic pregnancy. But I thank God for the Liberation Commission and teaching through anointed books written by Bishop David Oyedepo and other anointed men of God. I joined Winners Satellite Fellowship. I read at least one or two books of the month to enable me to learn and impart knowledge in a fellowship. I also engage in kingdom stewardship, trusting God for his miracles. In September 2018, while studying and meditating one of the books of the month, Anointing for Exploits by Bishop Oyedepo, my eyes opened. Celebrate Jesus. He said in the first part of the book, the Holy Spirit is in charge of every divine act of God on the earth. Boom! I took those words and ran with them. God, the impossibility specialist, the only one who knows how to shut the mouth of mockers, visited me that month without my knowledge. You can celebrate him. No ovulation, calculations, very high prolactin levels, etc. Today, he has blessed us with a very handsome baby boy. To him alone be all the glory. Jinika O is a testifier. Let's rise to our feet as we celebrate God for these amazing testimonies with a hand clap of praise.
Will you lift your hand and your voice unto the Lord this morning and give thanks unto him and bless his name? Do it from the depth of your heart this morning. Give him the glory that is due unto him. Bless the name of the Most High God. He's worthy of all praise. And he's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor and worthy of all the adoration. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Give him the praise that is due unto his name. appreciate him and celebrate him. Lord, we have come to thank you. These are your doings. They are marvelous in our eyes. Are you giving quality thanks to God? Appreciation to God is application for more. As you are thanking him, he is adding more testimonies in our midst and particularly to your life. Will you give him the glory? Will you celebrate him? And now thank him also for the answers he has given to your prayers, that you have not prayed in vain, neither have you prayed into storage, but that God has heard you and has answered your prayers. Will you give him the glory? Thank him for answering your supplications, for answering your intercessions. Father, we have come to say thank you. We bless your holy name. Now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. I've come here for an encounter with you. Speak to me today by your word. Speak to me today by your word. I've come here, Lord, to be visited by you. Speak to me today by your word. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Our Father, we have come before you this morning to give you the praise and the glory. Thank you for these testimonies that we have heard. They are your doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. For it, we give you all the praise. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you today, asking that you speak to us again. And by your word, let every one of us be changed and transformed. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. A line of exhortation for this week has been, what is a revival? What is a revival? And this subject is particularly important in this season because another mist of the year is here. And that means that it's a season of revival, an hour of visitation that God has packaged for his people. In the book of Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 2, God's word makes clear. He said, revive thy work in the midst of the year. In the midst of the years, make known. So God makes it very clear that he has a program of visitation for the revival of his work in the midst of the year. And the midst of the year represents the months of June and July, with 5 months on each side of the divide. And that means that here we are in the month of June. We have entered into the midst of the year. It shall be a season of revival for you in the name of Jesus. I said it shall be a season of revival for you in the name of Jesus. But it's important that we begin to explore what a revival really is. It is understanding what it is that will help us to position in taking advantage of what it has to offer. So what is a revival? We're going to take two descriptions this morning. Number one, it is when the hearts of men begin to seek after God in genuine repentance. It is when the hearts of men begin to seek after God in genuine repentance. Jonah chapter 3, verse 5 to 8. The entire chapter 3 of Jonah is very instructive, but verse 5 to 8 in particular, God's word makes clear to us there. It says that after Jonah had come and preached the word in that city of Nineveh, he said the people believed God and proclaimed the fast. And they put on sackcloth from the greatest even to the least of them. And the Bible said the reason was that the king had made a declaration that no one should eat or taste anything, whether man or beast. And let us see whether the Lord will turn back from that which he has determined to do. And the Bible says the Lord saw the repentance of the people of Nineveh and the mercy of God answered on their behalf. So we discover that a revival usually is a season in which the hearts of men begin to seek after God in genuine repentance. Hosea chapter 14 and verse 2. God's word says, take ye words and turn to the Lord. And why is that so? He's saying, and the purpose of that turning to the Lord is for the purpose of repentance. So there is a point where a man becomes aware of the need to turn in genuine repentance unto God. That is a revival. A revival is the point where there is genuineness of repentance. Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 2. Isaiah 66 and verse 2. God's word declares there, he said, this is the man that the Lord will look to, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. So we talk about a revival. It is when you see people walking practically in the fear of God, and as a result of that, they operate with a repentant heart. They operate with a repentant heart. A man that is unrepentant is unrevived. Every revived man is cheaply repentant before God. You will see them continuously turn unto God. If you read the book of Romans chapter 1, you will see what an unrepentant life is like. The Bible says that they are given over to reprobate thinking. They think everything is acceptable. They live in lasciviousness. The things that provoke the wrath of God, they continue in them and also encourage others to do the same. That is an unrevived life. But when a man is revived, everything that is the position of God becomes the desire of that life. They become aligned with the will of God. And whatever it is that is contrary to it, they are quick to repent before God. Shout hallelujah. So revival is when the hearts of men become tender in their pursuit of God. And as a result of that, they become cheaply repentant before God. God's word declares in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10, it says that godly sorrow worketh repentance. They don't do things and their heart is not touched. Anything that is contrary to God, they are soft in their heart towards him. And as a result of that, you will see that there is a sense of turning from the ways that may have pleased them to the ways that please God. My prayer for each one of us is that from this season onwards, our heart will remain tender towards God. And as a result of that, wherever any one of us may have missed it, the grace to continue to align with him and turn from that way in order to seek God, may that grace become our portion. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. I said somebody believe it, say loud amen. Number two is when every home becomes a church. That is a house fellowship center. When every home becomes a church. That's when the revival is on. God's word declares in Acts chapter 5 and verse 42. Acts chapter 5 and verse 42. It says they ceased not to preach Christ. It said both they were daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ. Daily in the temple and in every house. In every house. When every house becomes a church, that is a fellowship center, that is when there is a revival. You see, a revival makes men attracted to God. So they want God around them all the time. When you find a person who is trying to protect himself from God, as it were, who is trying to defend his territory from God, is an unrevived life. A person who is revived is continuously seeking association with God. So going to church is not enough for them. They want church also with them. They want it in their houses. You see their hearts panting to see it take place. That's a revival. So a revival is where you find people having the church of God in their houses. Not only going to the temple, but also house to house. Shout hallelujah. In the book of Acts chapter 2, we are told there after the Holy Ghost came down, one of the immediate manifestations, verse 46 and verse 47. The Bible says there, it says that they were also, you see, they continued daily with one accord, both in the temple and breaking bread where? From house to house. It was one of the instant manifestations. As soon as the Holy Ghost came down and that revival was triggered off, what began to happen is that the people began to gather house to house. It was not enough to wait for the Sabbath day to go to the temple. Daily in the temple and from house to house. That was the story of the early church. A group of revived men and women. So when you and I become revived, one of the things that you will see us desiring is the house of God or the church of God in our houses. We want to see our homes become temples for his presence. Shout hallelujah. That is one of the desires.
So when you see a revived person, they are not waiting for people to come and meet them. Do you want to have fellowship in your house? They are the ones going to meet people. I want to have the fellowship in my house. They want to see God's presence tabernacled with them. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. That's what it means. That's what becomes of a revived person. They continue to be, they are continuously attracted to God's presence. And as a result of that, you see the houses becoming fellowship centers. In Romans chapter 16 and verse 5, we see there the church, the churches in the house. In the book of 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 19, we see there also concerning Priscilla and Aquila and the church in their house. Everywhere you see a man that is truly on fire for God, a woman that is truly ablaze for God, you will see somebody that wants to be tabernacled with God. Shout hallelujah. That's what becomes of such individuals. They are continuously desirous of tabernacling with God. I see each one of us receiving that grace in the name of Jesus Christ. What must we do therefore? We must continue to pray for a fresh baptism of the zeal of the Lord for every winner and for deeper revelation of the word among our pastors. Again, we must continue to pray for fresh baptism of the zeal of God upon every winner and for deeper revelation of the word among our pastors. We must continue to pray for fresh baptism of zeal. The Bible says in the book of Psalm chapter 69 and verse 9, it said, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. That should be the life of every winner, consumed by zeal. Amen. Consumed by zeal, enraptured by the zeal of the Lord, ignited by the zeal of the Lord, our hearts passionately and fervently in pursuit of God. Romans chapter 12 and verse 11. Not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit. That word fervent means zealous. It means passionate. And that's what is expected. And we must keep praying for it, that our fire, our passion will never go out. We must keep praying for it, that our zeal will keep ever burning. We live in a world that is continuously trying to douse our fire. And that's why we must keep praying and asking the Lord for the zeal of the Lord to consume every winner, to keep us ablaze for him. Shout hallelujah. Your fire will never go out. In this season, your fire will be burning hotter than ever. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. I said somebody believe it, say loud amen. Have you not noticed that when it comes to zeal, people will rather question it rather than facilitate it? Why is it that you are continuously going to church every day? Are you the only one? Why must you be praying all the time? Are you the only one? They want to question and douse your zeal. They don't mind if you sit down doing nothing, watching television, or, you know, just gisting in front of the compound the entire day. They don't mind that. But that you are pursuing after God is a problem. They continue to seek how to, you know, douse your fire. There are too many things trying to compete with your zeal for the Lord. That's why we must keep praying. Lord, keep our fire burning. Keep my heart ablaze. Keep me fervent in the spirit as I serve the Lord. Shout hallelujah. I see grace coming upon us for this in the name of Jesus Christ. And what else? I will say, for deeper revelation of the word among our pastors. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1. He said, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified among you, even as it is with you. Let us continue to pray for deeper revelation, because the revelation of God's word is a fountain of the zeal of the people of God. The Bible says in the book of Leviticus chapter 6 and verse 12 and 13, it tells us there very clearly, it says that, you know, that the fire upon the altars must not go out. But what is required? The priest must burn wood upon it every morning. The wood represents the word. There must be continuous supply of fresh revelation for the fire to continue burning. That's why you and I must keep praying. Lord, let our pastors continue to flow in revelation, that as the word is coming forth, it will keep igniting the zeal of your people to keep pursuing after you. Let our pastors continue to flow in revelation. Paul said in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 And in verse 19 and 20, he said, and for me, pray for me. Why? He said, that I may be able to open my mouth boldly and to make known the mystery of the gospel. We must continue to pray for our pastors so that the revelation of God's word will keep flowing in greater dimension. And as God's word continues to increase, the number of disciples will continue to multiply. Shall we rise on our feet this morning? And let's receive grace for this engagement on the altar of prayer particularly. Lord, I receive grace to keep praying. Praying fervently so that your zeal will keep ignited in the heart of every winner. To keep praying so that our pastors will keep flowing in revelation. Right now, take grace from God. Take grace from God. The grace, the prayer grace, the prayer grace, the spirit of grace and supplication. Take it from God right now. Take it from God right now. Take it from God right now. The spirit of grace and supplication. I receive it today, Lord. I receive it today. My prayer altar must keep burning hotter and hotter. My prayer altar must keep burning hotter and hotter. My prayer altar must keep burning hotter and hotter. Now call on the Lord for zeal upon every one winner's heart. Lord, let your zeal begin to consume every winner. Let it burn hotter in the life of every winner. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your zeal, oh God, burn hotter and hotter in the life of every winner, in the name of Jesus Christ. And let revelation continue to flow. Let your word increase. It says, so mightily grew the word of the Lord and prevailed. Let that be our portion. Let that be our portion. Let your word continue to increase more and more in our midst like never before. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. I see the spirit of grace and supplication beginning to find fresh expression in our lives. Your prayer altar will begin to burn hotter and hotter in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. It is done in Jesus' precious name. Don't forget, our week of spiritual emphasis is beginning today and continues till Friday. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. So we shall be waiting upon the Lord, and we are gathered across all our various zones. Every one of us shall endeavor to be part of it. It will be a glorious time as we begin to set the pace for what God has in store for us in this prophetic season of the midst of the year. This season of visitation will change your story supernaturally in the name of Jesus Christ. Now speak to the day and make your declaration concerning the day. Whatever you declare, God is sure to deliver. Therefore, speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. Make your decrees. Make your declaration. God is hearing you. And God is responding to every one of those declarations. Speak to it right now. Speak to it right now. Speak to it right now. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today because we know that this day will be for us a day of visitation. We decree this day blessed. We declare it open. All through the day, let it be loaded with encounters. As we gather this evening, Lord, visit everyone worshiper in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As you go today, go with God's favor. May doors open unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do.